This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's 45, quarter till 7, Thursday morning. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Man, we love this time of day. We get to talk to Mike Strain. The Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, so many things under his purview. How you doing, Mike Strain?
Man, I am doing excellent. It's strawberry season. It's crawfish season. The shrimp are nice. The weather's getting better. We're getting crops in the ground. Look, it's a great day.
And I should mention,
spend half a day yesterday on the strawberry farms.
And I should mention, skilled veterinarian as well, a well-respected veterinarian on the North Shore, Dr. Mike Strain. Tell me about strawberries. How they looking?
Oh, they are looking really, really nice. We were at the Harris Farm and at Liuza's yesterday. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a good crop. They're coming on. They're really nice. I had to bring some samples home. It takes a lot of testing,
Absolutely.
For the market research.
Oh, yeah. And, it's just your job, Mike. You're just doing your job, and God bless you for doing it.
You got to make sure the strawberries are right now, mm-hmm. and it takes more than one clamshell. But you can buy strawberries. You can go to Rouse's there. Right at $4.99 a clamshell. And, of course, we have the Strawberry Festival coming up April 11th through 13th. Have you ever been to the Strawberry Festival?
I have. It's a long time ago, but I can only imagine how much bigger it is now.
It's incredible. I mean, you go to the parade, there'll be 100,000 people out there on the parade. And strawberries, you're just everywhere. Now, this Saturday, we're going to have Strawberry Day at the park, Julian Dufresh Park. It's a wonderful day. And there'll be an old car show, and then there'll be, strawberries being cooked. It's a lot of fun there as well. And that is actually this Saturday. And, of course, normally we have the auction around 3 o'clock or so. We'll have the strawberry auction. But it's going to be a lot of fun as well. So it's strawberry time. They're really doing well. The farmers are working so very hard to have the finest strawberries. And as they said yesterday when we met with them, and we were there was a legislative delegation, the House and Senate Agricultural Committees, led by their chairman. And this was orchestrated by Senator Bill Wheat, who is one of our local senators here. And we met with the farmers. We went out on the farms. They actually had us picking strawberries. And, of course, those are some of the ones that we brought home, the ones that we picked and of course, had to sample. But talking about, they really put their heart and their soul in these strawberries. So when you pick up these strawberries, it's a part of culture. And many of these farmers are third and fourth generation strawberry farmers. That's why our strawberries are so much better than what you get, out of, Mexico or Florida or California, because it's the heart and soul of Louisiana, in these berries. And you can taste it. But again, buy these local berries, support our local farmers, because it's a big deal here. And it's been going on, strawberries have been part of our culture now more than 100 years, and it started off in Uncle Sam, Louisiana, which is now called Independence. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, the strawberries were first brought here by Dr. Wilson, who was Justin Wilson's Wilson's father, Justin Wilson's grandfather. Yeah, introduced the strawberries And it was right, you know, right in the late, like, 1890s when the whole economy was struggling. You know, right after the Civil War, they came in, and first it was timber. They cut all the timber. Then they said, now what do we do? And they really didn't find anything that worked well. And there they started planting strawberries because it was on the line of the railroad. And they could put them on the railroad and move them across the country. And that was where the strawberries began in what was then called Uncle Sam, which is now Independence, Louisiana, and Dr. Wilson. And that was Harry D. Wilson, who was a former, who was the commissioner of agriculture, you know, back in the day on, with Earl K. Long, on the ticket with Earl Long. And that's Justin Wilson's father, started strawberries in Louisiana. So a lot of
Mike,
culture and history there.
You teach me something I never knew every time we talked to you. You said clamshell. Is that what you call the thing you put strawberries
yeah,
in?
Yeah, we call them clamshell. You know,
that's a little green
little
container?
Wooden, little green or clear. Yep, uh-huh. Yep, we call them clamshell.
I'll be done. Yep.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Be a virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Yep. And that's right. And they're about 16 ounces, and they're $4.99 there at Rouse's. And I'm looking at some. I got some right now, and it's hard to talk to you and eat these at the same time. I may have to try it, but they're really nice.
All right, let me get to this. New York Times, Robert F. Kennedy saying that instead of culling birds when the infection is discovered, farmers should consider maybe the possibility of letting it run through the flock so that we can identify the birds, preserve the birds that are immune to it. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, there might be two chickens left when it's over. Mm. You know, I mean, it's going to go. And so what happens when it goes through the flock, it will destroy the entire flock in, you know, in less than 2 days. They will all die. The other thing is that it generates so much virus. We know that if we have a poultry farm that gets infected, if we don't shut off the fans, those birds can infect another poultry farm within 8 to 10 miles. I'm going to repeat that. They can infect another farm within 8 to 10 miles because there's a massive amount of virus there, and it will aerosolize. And so the reason we go in and, you know, and euthanize those chickens so fast is to stop the spread of the disease. In limited circumstances with high degrees of biosecurity, they've only been able to take out, you know, one or two of the barns where the chickens are, the chicken houses, and maybe save some on the other farm. But just letting it run its course, there's going to be a massive amount of virus. In addition to that, the more virus that is there, then you have a greater chance of the virus mutating.
Yep.
The virus has to be dealt with quickly, and we have and that thought of just waiting to see if you can have natural selection, and if you have a few broilers, then you're going to have to, you know, that survive, a few hens, and then you survive. to breed them out to where you have a resistant bird, and the numbers that you need will take an extraordinary amount of time.
And what would happen to the price of chicken and eggs? The price of chicken and eggs in the meantime, while that played out.
Well, there won't be any chicken and eggs if you do that. Right. You know, that's the bottom line. If you look at right now, we have about 300 million hens that lay eggs. We lost 30 million so far. So we've lost over 10% of the flock. Just in the last 30 days, we've lost about 8.9 million additional birds. And right now, there is we just notified within a week that there is an affected house in Mississippi, not around any other houses. The bottom line is that you know, just say, look, let it run its course. That's not going to work. We had developed chickens that were naturally resistant to avian influenza more than 10 to 15 years ago. Now, they were genetically modified, but they were not put into production for that reason because they were genetically modified. We had developed lines of chickens that would do that. By selective breeding, I know that that is an effort, but that takes a long, long, long time because, again, we have to have 330 million chickens. We can replace the entire flock with resistant ones, but you can't let this disease run. We've got to stop it, you know, biosecurity. And at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you, I'm an advocate of vaccinating our birds. We vaccinate our chickens for many different diseases currently. We vaccinate our cattle herds for many different diseases. And we need just to add this one more into the group of diseases we're vaccinating for and stop this.
And before we run out of time, just scientifically, because we've already, I think, pretty well established, that's just a dumb idea. That's just, you probably shouldn't have said it because it just makes no sense. But when it comes to, even if you were to do that, then another virus could come along and you're right back to where you started, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes. But the thing with it is, but just logistically, it doesn't work. We've got to stop this disease when we've got to, because again, it's not going away. And the disease is prevalent within the wildlife, in and around everywhere. That's the thing. You know, these additional houses that are coming online, if they are not in vicinity of another house or a dairy that has the disease, it's coming from wildlife. Mainly now the geese. This is a goose farm. And if you're here in Louisiana, you know, we have reports and we know it's in the geese, it's in the teal. And of course, the only way to stop it there is biosecurity, but at the end of the day, vaccination. And the discussion that if we vaccinate, then we could create birds that are and more or less that would spread the disease. We've been vaccinating, you know, animals and people, you know, for centuries. And that is not the case. It doesn't develop, you know, super viruses. It stops the virus that we are fighting, and then if the viruses do try to adapt, we modify the vaccine to attack that, and we're on a consistent vaccination basis.
Mike
so whenever
Strain,
you face with a disease, you got to deal with it.
We're out of time. I'm glad we have you, sir. Thank you for being you. Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Go eat some strawberries for me, would you please?
I am. I've got a big red one right here. I'm going to crunch down, and I'm going to be thinking about you.
While I'm eating. Thank you. Put them on some pancakes. Mm. All right. Thank you, Mike Strain. 656 traffic quickly, WWL.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.